done for us. Hallelujah. And that is exactly tonight. We look at those things tonight.
Amen.
And begin to weigh and find out whether our appreciation and gratitude. It is true that nothing can what? Meet.
Right.
Nothing can equal the love of God towards us.
Amen.
But the question is, what we do, is it from the maximum? Have we? It takes the maximum from us. Have we reached that place?
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at the empty seats all around here.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You begin to wonder if we understand truly what the Lord has done for us.
Amen.
It is true, many of us are at work. Praise the Lord. Amen. And for some reasons, many are not here. But our Wednesdays, praise the Lord.
Wednesdays.
Where are our brethren?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The God of Wednesdays, the same God of Fridays, the same God of Saturday.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I believe that, man.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, let's watch these things. Tonight, you are going to look at the love of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We are going to look at the love of God.
Amen.
Which has made its what? It's a mystery. Praise God.
Amen.
I see the love of God as the greatest mystery.
Amen.
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 Amen. Shall we be seated for a moment?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And God richly bless you for coming.
Amen.
No matter the word of God, he is here. For him, he never feels disappointed. Because he always is obliged to the word. That where two or three are gathered together in his name, I will be there in the midst.
Amen.
We can be here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you could imagine the Lord looking around. Oh my, brethren. Let us put this into prayer and pray for one another. If we stay at home doing nothing, then something seriously has gone wrong somewhere.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. My sister, give me the words of Setra. Tonight, our topic is the bride is a mystery.
Amen.
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 The
bride is a mystery. And if you could just see that you are a mystery, oh my. What God has made you and me, that we have become a mystery.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, let's look at the meaning of mystery first. Is that something that is difficult or impossible to understand or explain? Mystery. So the greatest of all mysteries, I see it as what? The love of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The greatest of all mysteries.
Mm.
And now the bride is what? A mystery. Tonight we are going to see it. And now let's look at this song here. That God should love a sinner such as I.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Amen.
Should yearn to change my sorrow into bliss.
Thank you, Lord.
It was what? A burning desire in him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He yearned to change my situation, my death condition to life. No rest till he never rested. Till he has what? Made sure that he will bring me near to him.
Amen.
Amen.
How wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love is like this.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Verse 2, that Christ should join so freely in the scheme.
Yes.
And although it meant his death on Calvary.
Hallelujah.
Did ever a human tongue find a nobler thing than love divine that ransomed me?
My.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Lord.
Can we ever have even a word? Any word?
No.
That can ever meet up with what the love of God. Did ever human tongue find nobler thing than love divine that ransomed me? That a willful outcast such as I.
Amen.
My
willful outcast such as I. The Father planned, the Savior bled and died.
My.
A willful outcast like me. That God planned that what? His son Jesus must bled and
Amen.
Die.
Amen.
Me. Redemption for a worthless Savior.
Wow.
Slave.
Amen.
To buy.
Amen.
Worthless. I worth nothing.
Amen.
But look at the price that was what paid
Amen.
Worthless like me.
Amen.
But look at the price.
Priceless.
Myself for long, I have been what? I have defied the law and grace. That was all about me. I've defied giving grace.
Wow.
And now, he takes me in to his heart as son.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Amen.
You,
man.
Not even a servant. He takes me in as what? A son.
I'm amazed.
He asks me not to feel a servant's place.
Wow.
The far off country wondering, all is done.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we're here.
My going out here
Amen.
Left and right. My wanderings. All finished.
Hallelujah.
And wide open.
Hallelujah.
The sounds of grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
To receive me.
Amen.
Such love. Such love. Such wondrous love. Such love. Such wondrous love. That God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we have said, oh, when is this? I will come and meet the Lord. Then we see some brethren, it's painful. We've got to be what? Very careful. Let's begin to speak to one another.
My.
Encourage one another.
Amen.
Put everybody into prayer. This attitude. Brethren, you come here on Sunday, the whole place is filled, we cannot even have seats.
That's true, yeah.
And then you clap your hand, rejoice, hear the word of God, you go out and then that's the end.
My.
Waiting for another Sunday.
God forgive.
Your redemption. It is not from one Sunday to another
no,
Sunday.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Until what? The day of your redemption.
Amen.
You got to show your appreciation to him.
Yes.
Amen.
You got to serve him.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's turn to the reading of the word.
Amen.
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 We have three scriptures tonight. Paul from John Apostle. John Apostle. First one is John 3:3. Let's hear the word of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Second reading, and this was to what? Nicodemus. Amen. Second reading, John 6:53-56.
Hallelujah.
Then Jesus said unto him, verily, 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 I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man,
yeah,
and drink his blood, ye have no life in you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life.
Amen.
And I will raise him in the last day.
Amen.
For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Yes.
Amen.
The third scripture, and this one was to the Jews. First one to Nicodemus, this one to the Jews. Then the third one to the disciples, John 14:12.
Amen.
Again, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord, Father and Heaven. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, we so much thankful, oh God, oh, for the week so far, Lord.
Amen.
Dear Lord. Father, we thank you for the joy of our hearts as we have come to your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for the day of our going out and coming,
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
We thank you for your protection, your mercy,
yes,
your grace, your loving kindness towards us, Lord.
Thank you.
And even we thank you for generous mercy, the Lord.
Hey.
You have granted us, Lord,
yes,
Lord, to be here tonight, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Father, we know that, Lord, you never fail in your word, God.
Mm.
That you said, when two or three are gathered together in your name, then you are always here. And Father, we know you are here, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you don't look at the number, but you look at, Lord, the heart of your people.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to receive from you.
Amen.
And we have said that, oh, blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after your righteousness.
Amen.
And they shall be filled, Lord. And Father, we thank you that tonight, Lord, we will be filled. And we believe that, Lord Jesus, in this moment, our brethren who are not here, Lord, oh, we pray, oh God, remembering them now, that, Lord Jesus, wherever they are, oh Lord, you meet them, oh God, oh, and bless them tonight, Lord Jesus, with your word, oh God. Father, as we sit at your feet, we remember John in the island of Patmos. He said on that day, oh, in the Lord's day, oh Lord, I said he was in the spirit of God.
Amen.
Father, we pray that, Lord, we will be in the same spirit,
amen,
Lord, to receive tonight from you, God.
Hallelujah.
Because your word is spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Father, bless your word, Lord, and make it a living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Shall we be seated? Glory to Jesus. Amen. We read three scriptures and all. Jesus Christ saying, verily, verily, amen.
Amen.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, amen.
Amen.
And the prophet said, verily, verily, I say unto you, and the word in one place or in many places is translated absolutely. So it is what?
Amen.
Absolutely, absolutely, I say unto you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And he said, who said that? Who said that? Did the cardinal say it?
No.
Did the priest?
No.
A pastor?
No.
Evangelist?
No.
A pope?
No.
Is that God himself?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God himself. Let's Jesus see. Saying, verily, verily, I say unto you,
amen.
Except a man be born again,
amen.
He
amen.
Cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, there is no other way. Praise the Lord. What he has said, there is no other way to enter into the kingdom of God until you are what? Born again.
Amen.
There is no other way. Amen. He said, no matter how great you are, no matter how your name is, no matter how big you are, no matter how popular you are,
amen.
You cannot understand the kingdom of God until you are born again.
Amen.
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 And he said, the prophet said, this verily, verily I say unto you, he said, is a great subject. Amen.
Mm.
No prophet could say, verily, verily, I say unto you.
Mm.
No prophet. All that the prophets could say is that God saith the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
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 All what the prophets could say, God saith the Lord. But verily, verily, I say unto you, only Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The Lord, Lord himself, can say, verily, verily, absolutely, absolutely, I say unto you,
amen.
Because he is the Lord himself.
Mm.
Amen. Jesus never said, thou sayest the Lord. No, sir.
Mm.
Praise the Lord. Jesus never said that. Because he is the Lord. And so he says, verily, verily, I say unto you.
Amen.
And the prophet said, thou sayest the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, except a man be born again, he can never what? Enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
The prophet said, we don't see the kingdom of God with our eyes. No, sir. See? We don't see it with our eyes. But we see the kingdom of God with our heart.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
We see the kingdom of
Amen.
God with our hearts. He said, you
Thank
can't
you,
see the kingdom of God with your eyes.
No.
Because Amen. It is a spiritual kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, it is all an unraveled what? Mystery.
Hallelujah.
Unraveled what? Mystery.
Mm.
That means it needs to be revealed to
Amen.
You. It needs to be unveiled to
Amen.
You. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And when you are born again, then you can know the plans of the kingdom. For the kingdom itself, it becomes what is real to you.
Hallelujah.
Unless you are born again.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Now let us look at even the world. Praise the Lord. The world, even. When you look, take your eye to see the world, how it was framed, you will never understand it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
And that's what the scientists are doing. They take their eyes to try to understand how the world was framed.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And what happens? Theories upon theories.
Mm.
And all the time they discover one thing today, they'll discover another thing today, another tomorrow.
Mm.
This is a proof that there is what? Some kind of what? A divine power.
Amen.
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 Behind the frame, the world, how it was framed, there is what? A divine power.
Mm.
Amen.
Behind it. Amen. Amen. They try to do it. And always, next year they will find another something again.
Mm.
They can never understand. They look at you with their eyes. They have their telescopes. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what they call it, telescopes.
Mm.
And they begin to look through. To look at what? The universe.
Mm.
And every time they discover another planet.
Mm-hmm.
They discover another what? Something in the world. Solar system.
Amen.
They are looking with their eyes.
Mm.
And they shall never come towards the understanding, even the See, already we were talking about the kingdom of God.
Mm.
That you can, the point that you can never take your eyes
mm.
to understand, to see the kingdom of God.
Yes, sir.
You take your eyes. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Mm.
To understand the kingdom of God. And now we are looking at even how the world was raised. You can never take your eyes to what? To understand how the world was framed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because the scripture says in Hebrews 3. What does it say? Bring it to me, let's see.
Amen.
Hebrews 11, 3, what does it say? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:3.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Is that what?
Through faith.
Is it I?
No.
Amen.
It is what through faith we understand the world.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't take your eyes mm-hmm. to understand how the world was framed.
No.
Praise the Lord. And how, if in the world you can't take your eyes, then how can you take your eyes to us to understand the kingdom of God? Mm. Oh, praise the Lord. Take your heart.
Mm.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord that see, these people, as the scripture says, that ever learning, but not never able to come to what?
Amen.
But to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Never. Amen.
Amen. Ever learning.
Amen.
And never able to come to what? Amen. To the truth.
Yes. Mm.
The knowledge of the truth. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It takes what? A revelation.
Amen.
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 It is a revelation for you to understand what God has done. Amen. Now, let's look at another. We are coming to, now we are coming to the bride as a mystery. Praise the Lord. The scripture says that no man had ever seen God at any time.
Yes.
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. That is John 1:18. John 1:18 says, no man has seen God at any time.
Amen.
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has what?
Declared him. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So we see that God is in Christ being what? Reconciling the world to himself.
Mm.
So Christ was what? Reflecting God from his own body. That's what
hallelujah.
The Bible says. Christ himself, he was not reflecting God from his own body.
Mm.
And he said what Christ's attitude was God's attitude.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
No man has seen God.
No.
But we have something to look at and know who God is.
Amen.
And how God
Amen.
Is.
Amen.
So the prophet is saying that Christ reflecting God from his own body.
Mm.
Christ's attitude was God's attitude.
Yes.
Because the two work together.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Spirit and the flesh.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen. So we see that all that was in God, he poured into Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And now we know also that all that was in Christ, he poured into the church.
Amen.
Amen.
You have received a portion. I have received a portion.
Mm.
Amen. Because Christ said in John 17:22, he said, all the glory which thou gavest me.
Amen.
Amen. All, not some.
Amen.
Oh, glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Said all the glory that you gavest me, I have given them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil be one as even we are one.
Amen.
Amen.
All that was in God, he poured into Christ.
Mm. Mm.
And all that was in Christ, he poured into us,
yes.
Into the church.
Yes.
All the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Amen.
You are beginning to see who you are.
Amen.
We are beginning to see how the Lord has made you and me.
Amen.
We are getting closer to it. But then look at this.
Mm.
He never kept anything behind. He never reserved anything.
No.
But all the glory that God gave to him as came here on earth.
Mm.
He never took anything back.
No.
Said, I gave them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how will the bride be? Amen. Christ in you, reflecting his light out of you.
Mm.
As God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself,
yes.
And reflecting God from his own body, so the bride becomes the mystery of Christ revealed.
Mm. Mm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
No man has seen God before.
Mm.
It's a mystery.
Mm.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And now Christ, receiving all the glory from God, came on earth here. Amen. And became that mystery of God revealed.
Amen.
Mm. So now, in that glory,
amen.
Now he has poured it in you.
Amen.
Amen.
And Christ has gone back to glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then you, I, the bride.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
We are the mystery of Christ revealed.
Amen.
If nobody knows Christ, we are the one that are what revealing how he is.
Amen.
Amen.
Now look at our attitude. Is that the attitude of God? Amen. Now you begin to ask yourself,
wow,
the way how you are handling this word of God, this message,
my
brother, is it the attitude of God? Let us not deceive ourselves. Let us not deceive ourselves.
Amen.
Brethren. Amen.
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 Because your life is what? Revealing this mystery of Christ. The world doesn't know him because he said, a little while.
Yes,
sir. The world will not see me.
Amen.
Amen.
But a little while you will see me.
Mm.
I will be with you even in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
In you. The prophet says, Christ's attitude was God's attitude.
Mm.
Mm.
And now that glory is poured into the bride.
Mm.
So the bride's attitude is Christ's attitude.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Let's watch it, brethren. The way how we are handling ourselves.
Right.
And we reach that place. Let us not deceive ourselves, brethren. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Because as Christ said in Matthew 11:27, he said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, but the Son. And then, ye to whomsoever, whomsoever, we are those
Amen.
Whomsoever.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Son will reveal him.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Reverend.
So the bride becomes the manifestation of Christ's image on earth here. The bride becomes what? The manifestation of Christ's image on earth here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The bride is a mystery.
Yes.
Amen.
The bride is a mystery.
I am.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. When? In the future?
Now.
Now.
Amen.
Amen.
Now. That's why the prophet preached in adoption. The manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
Listen to what the prophet said in adoption.
Amen.
1960. Amen. Jeffersonville. Paragraph 216. Is that, but this is the day of the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen.
When the mysteries,
amen,
have been hid, all the foundation, from the foundation of the world, have to be made known.
Mm.
Is that this is the hour.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not tomorrow, not future.
No, no, no.
So this is the hour.
Mm.
And the prophet said, sure.
Amen.
And now, brethren, let's begin to what? Look at ourselves. The attitude of Christ was God's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So the attitude of what? The bride is Christ's attitude.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's watch it, brethren.
Hallelujah.
The prophet said, tell me, my brother.
Mm.
Tell me, my sister.
Yes, sir.
When was the time that the sons of God was ever manifested outside in this time?
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Look at all. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From the beginning.
Amen.
Amen.
To this time. He said, tell me when.
Now.
Amen.
I love that.
Ever.
Amen.
Tell me when ever that the sons of God was ever to be what? Manifested outside this time now.
Amen.
Mm.
He said, when were there ever a time in history that manifest the time to deliver all nations?
Hallelujah.
When was ever that it was a time to deliver all nations at a go?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Always it was a portion somewhere.
My
always it was a portion somewhere. Always it was a portion somewhere. Praise the Lord. But in this our day, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When he said what? I will send you an Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
To turn every hand back on the word apostolic.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reverend. He said, tell me. Before the atonement was made?
No.
Before the Holy Ghost was ever poured?
No.
Or before all the Old Testament time? He said, there couldn't have been any manifestation.
Yes.
Yes.
It had to wait till this time.
Amen.
Amen.
Wait for me.
Oh, brother.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We are living in a special time.
Amen.
Amen. The most glorious time.
Wow.
In the dispensation of what? The word of God.
Mm.
The most glorious time that we are living in.
Hallelujah.
He said, look, all things have been bought, coming, shaping up to a headstone, to the manifestation of the sons of God come back, and the Spirit of God coming into these men so perfectly, and their ministry will be close to like Christ.
Hallelujah.
Till it will join him
Amen.
And his church together.
Amen.
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 To join him, Christ,
Hallelujah.
And his church
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
The groom and the bride.
Hallelujah.
He said he made known to us the mystery, this mystery.
Mm.
The mystery of his coming. The mystery of his will. The mystery of what? Sitting together.
Hallelujah.
Our sitting together
yes.
with him. Remember, it cannot be taught in this what you are hearing can never be taught in the seminary.
That's right.
Amen.
It's a mystery. The prophet said it cannot be taught in what? A seminary.
Mm.
It is what? A mystery.
Mm. Amen.
And you are a mystery.
Yes.
Amen.
Bride is a mystery.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The mystery of Christ revealed.
Amen.
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 The attitude of Christ be revealed in you.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
And people don't understand.
Thanks for that privilege.
Why this sister is like this? Why this brother is like this? It becomes a mystery to them.
Amen.
Amen.
The other day, one of Gina was saying that his niece was telling that he's destroying his talents. Oh, praise the Lord. See what they are saying. It becomes a mystery.
Mm.
Paradox.
Mm. Amen.
Oddball.
Yes.
Mm. Amen.
That's how we are.
Amen.
That you cannot have it by education, by theology. It's a mystery.
Mm.
That's been hidden since the foundation of the world, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Mm. Amen. And brother, as we hearing from the Sunday school,
mm.
it takes what? It takes those that have ears.
Yes.
To hear
Amen.
What the Spirit is saying
Amen.
To the churches
Amen.
In every age.
Amen.
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 And the prophet said, if you will ask me what is the Holy Ghost,
Hallelujah.
It is what? Those who have ear to hear what the Spirit is saying in their ages.
Amen.
Amen.
And believe in it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We got a message. Just like what? And that message that we have, brethren, let's look at the message that Mary received, because
Amen.
We are going to look at that. Amen. Mary received a message from what? An angel, Gabriel, which transformed her. Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
And this our day also, we have what? A same message
Amen.
That God what? That's the only message that can transform you.
Amen.
Amen.
And when that message came to Mary, in Luke 1:30-31, he said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God.
Amen.
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 My brother, my sister, now we are going to see why our attitude, praise the Lord,
Amen.
How grateful are we to what the Lord has done in our lives?
Mm.
Mm.
The message was what? Mary, fear not. You have what? You have found favor with God.
Amen.
Amen.
My brother, the same message to you.
Thank you, Lord.
To me.
Thank you, Lord.
Millions out there, isn't it? There were what? Millions of many virgins that day.
Yes, sir.
In Mary's that there were many virgins.
Mm.
But God chose one.
Amen.
Came with the message that you have found favor with God. Today, there are millions in sin, like you and I were in sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But tonight, the message is that you have found favor.
Amen.
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 Yes! It is grace that found us. We found favor in God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Wow.
And then, verse 31. He said, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And so, that same message also comes to us.
Hallelujah. Thank
Praise
you,
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
As you have found favor, you also, you are going to conceive every morning, son. Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Be done to me according to thy word.
Oh, glory to God. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. She found favor. And he's to conceive. She was to conceive and bring forth what? A son. To bring forth what? Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so if we have found favor also, brother, my sister,
Amen.
We are to conceive and bring forth Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Amen. Now before we can now listen to what the prophet said in Absolute, 1962, Jameson Bill. He said, the prophet said, he said, listen. Amen. He said, listen. I want to tell you something. He had a purpose in saving me.
Amen. Amen.
He had a purpose in saving you.
Amen.
And I am determined by his will to do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The purpose for which he saved me, I am determined to do it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Not to add to it.
No.
Or take away from it.
No.
And so I am determined just to remain with this gospel as long as I live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the help of God.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Are we doing that?
Please, Lord.
Are we doing that?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Remember, said, here is grace. Amen. So remember, here is what? Grace. That you have found favor. Here is grace. There are millions dying in sin.
My.
When he saved me, who was I? That he should save me.
My.
Who was I? That God should love a sinner like me with such love.
Amen.
Amen.
Witlessly.
Such wondrous love.
Amen.
A willful outcast like me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Worthless slave. And still it has to take, you see, although it has to take his death on the cross. Who? The prophet said, who was I? That he should say, he had a purpose.
Amen.
Amen. He had a purpose in saving me. And I am determined to carry out that purpose.
Hallelujah.
I don't care that it may be it may be my end, maybe pretty soon now, but whatever it is, I'm still anchored, never changed.
Amen.
Amen. See, this is what the prophet said. I am determined to do, I'm determined by his will to do it. I'm determined just to remain with this gospel as long as I live. I'm determined to carry out that purpose. Are you determined to do it?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And so, Reverend, the message to Mary was that she has to conceive and bring forth a son. If I have also found favor, amen, the purpose is what? Is to also conceive and bring forth what? Christ!
Amen!
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 What a privilege.
Then when we go on the message to Mary, Mary asks, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
Amen! Amen! Amen!
Mary asks.
Hallelujah!
How is it going to be? As what? I don't know any man.
Amen.
Amen. And then the angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
Amen.
Amen.
And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee.
Amen.
Therefore, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
How shall it be? Say the Holy Ghost. So we also need to ask the same question.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So, how shall this be unto you and unto me? Amen.
Amen.
And our own, he said, behold. Behold.
Hallelujah.
I will send you an Elijah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hey. Glory be to God.
Amen. Amen.
Behold, I will send you an Elijah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord,
yes,
to turn your heart back unto the apostolic fathers.
Amen.
Amen. To bring forth that same spirit, that same seed that went down, that
Amen.
Same seed must what be seen in us at the what? As a harvest day. Now back to what? To the Lord again.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So that should be our response, brother.
Hallelujah.
Be it unto me. And so, now when Mary heard it, she said, what? Be it unto me.
Hallelujah.
Unto thy own.
Yes.
And so what should be our response also?
Likewise.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let it be unto me.
Amen.
According to your word.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, we've got to bring forth the attitude of Christ in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
We've got to bring forth the attitude of Christ. Our response. Brethren, look, there are many messages. There are many messages going all right, all everywhere. Which are doing their own transformation. There are many messages. Praise the Lord. There are many messages. But we have received our own from the angel that God has sent.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
There are other messages that are going around. Amen. Baptists have their message. Amen. And it's bringing forth what? Baptists. And they are acting like what? Baptists. Isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. That's what the prophet is saying.
Amen. Amen.
Baptist message is bringing forth what?
Baptists.
It's bringing forth Baptists. And they are acting like what? Baptists. Amen. And then the Methodist message is bringing forth what? More Methodists. And they are acting like what? Methodists.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
The Catholic word message is bringing forth what? More Hail Mary. Mm. Amen. Mm. And they are acting like what? Catholics. Praise the Lord. And then the Pentecostals, their message is bringing forth what? More speaking in tongues. Mm. And they are acting like what? Pentecostals. Mm. And so if there is a bright message, amen.
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 It will bring forth what? The bride of Christ.
Amen.
And he will act like what? The bride of Christ.
Amen.
He will act like Christ.
Amen.
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 Hmm.
Amen.
You see it?
Amen.
The bride is the mystery of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Today is no more what? Christ is the mystery of God revealed. It is what? The bride.
Mm.
The mystery of what? Christ revealed.
Amen.
God revealed.
Mm. Amen.
Because all the glory that he received, he gave it to what? To the bride.
Amen.
Said all,
amen.
Awesome.
Oh, glory be to God.
Amen.
A son and a daughter of God, not by denomination, not by creed, not by handshake.
Reading from Paradox, Chicago, paragraph 51.
A son and a daughter of God, not by denomination, not by a creed, not by handshake, but by birth, that you have died to your own intellect.
Amen.
And have been born of the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
That's what we call a son of God.
Amen.
A daughter of God. Mm. Amen. He said, you are a paradox.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
You are a paradox. You are a mystery. Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Yourself, how that you have been changed from death to life. Look at what the Lord has done in our lives. Brethren. Look at what he has done for us.
Amen.
Changed us.
Yes.
From what? From death.
Mm.
To what? To life. Oh, love so divine, so that ransomed me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Although it meant his death on Calvary. Amen.
Brethren, let's watch it.
He never asked me to take the place of what? A servant.
Mm.
So take the place of a son.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, glory.
He said, out of your innermost being is a new creation in Christ Jesus. It's a paradox. Praise the Lord. It's a mystery that you now, you are Christ. Praise the Lord. That's why Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was fully persuaded.
Oh, that word. That Abraham, don't use it. Amen.
But was fully persuaded that
Amen.
He was able to perform and to keep what he said he would do.
Amen.
He staggered not at the promise of God.
Amen.
Being 100 years old and Sarah 90 to have this baby. Amen. Because that he knew that God could perform and have a paradox to happen on something, a miracle to take place. And he did it.
Amen.
God did it because he believed. Hallelujah. Brethren, oh, he will take the whole of us. Oh, brethren, look at what the Lord has there.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at what is there.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, begin to look way our response. Is it truly let it be unto me according to your word?
My.
Let's look at the response. Let's look at it. Brethren,
it's not what it should be.
The Holy Ghost, Wednesdays, Fridays, Sunday is the same. It will never look at what the number.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
It will never look at the number. Praise the Lord. But as many that are prepared to wait on the Lord, they will renew their strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They will renew their strength. Praise God. Let's look at how, let's look at here, things that the Lord has done in our favor. We found favor. Look at
it. Amen.
It is.
Amen.
He said, Boaz made a public testimony before Israel at the gate and redeemed Naomi. And redeeming Naomi, he got Ruth by bride. Amen. And so Jesus, when he redeemed Israel, he got a Gentile bride.
Amen.
He made a public testimony. Jesus also made what? A public testimony. He was lifted up between heavens and earth as an ensign, right outside the gates of Jerusalem. And there where the supreme price was paid.
My.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
The supreme price was paid. He said, that's where we were redeemed.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And all our inheritance, were lost. Our health, our strength, our salvation. All that was lost. Back in the fall, was redeemed at Calvary.
Amen.
There it is. Amen. All because of me and you. If that supreme price was paid. Amen. Is our response good?
My mind.
Is our response good? God bless you for confessing it.
Amen.
Let's look at that here again. He said, when the Holy Ghost was poured out and the Jews rejected it, he took you and me. Amen. To receive it. Look at what he has done. Brethren, we were not part of it.
No.
But when he said, when the Holy Ghost was poured and the Jews rejected it, he said, Rabbi Mokan, come and take everything. Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Baptized in his spirit, in his name, filled with his power, robed in his righteousness. The prophet said, hallelujah.
Amen.
There she is.
Amen.
And now notice, that is what the Gentile. As you and me robed in his righteousness, in his name, with his own power, all the glory God gave unto him is in you, is in me.
Amen.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Let's look at another thing. That in the Garden of Eden, God saw man. He was lonesome. So he made a wife, a helpmate.
Thank you, Lord.
Taking from his side a ring, he made a woman. The prophet said, that's a beautiful title there.
Amen.
God taking from the side of Christ the bride.
Amen.
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 Amen. So God opened Adam's side. Take a ring.
Amen.
And now God opened up the side of Christ at Calvary. Taking out the bride, the church comes through the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Look at it, brethren.
Amen.
Who we are. Oh, my.
Amen.
And how we come in. That's how we came in. Through no other way. There's no other way. That's the way how God brought us in. Amen.
Amen.
And as he has brought us in, he said, no leaven should be found among the bride. No leaven should be found amongst what? The bride. Amen. He said, every illegitimate child was born because Eve, the first church, the bride of the first Adam, doubted God's word and accepted a denominational or intellectual or a school exception of it because it was reasoned out. Amen. But you and I, amen, the bride of the second Adam, there is no leaven.
Amen.
There is no leaven. No leaven can be found in us. Let's look at the last one here. Amen. Oh, I didn't call all the places I'm reading this place for. One was from my commission, and another one, Israel and the church, and another one, cruelty of sin and the penalty that it costs to rid sin from our lives. That's one of the longest topics I covered. Amen. One of the longest is the cruelty of sin and the penalty that it costs to rid sin from our lives.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And then this one is, it comes from what? The unconditional covenant that God made with his people.
Yes.
So the bride is the covenant people. Unconditionally. Don't you love it?
Amen.
Amen. So God called you out of the world, gave you the Holy Ghost. The seed of Abraham you are tonight.
Amen.
With a blessed promise.
Thank you, Lord.
You are Abraham's seed. You have this promise in you. You believe God regardless of what takes place. Yes. Is it true?
Amen.
Is it true that we do that?
I believe God.
That we believe him.
Yes.
Regardless of whatever takes place.
Amen.
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 God, we should bless you for coming anyway. Amen. Regardless of what.
Amen.
Anything that has what was holding you back, regardless of it, you are here. God, we should bless you. God bless our brethren, those at work and wherever they are. God bless them also. May the Lord will reach out and touch them. They are doing nothing at home. That the Lord will what, quicken their footsteps. That the Lord will destroy what the gravity that holds them still on the ground. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That gravity has to be overcome.
Amen.
He said, you believe God. See, that's how we are, eh? You believe God regardless of what takes place. The Holy Ghost makes you to believe it anyhow.
Amen.
Amen. See it? It's the Holy Ghost that makes you to believe it anyhow.
Amen.
See? The Spirit is upon Christ. The Spirit was upon Christ. It's upon the church. Because there's the bride and the groom.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ, the bride, the mystery of Christ revealed. Amen. See what I mean? The brother, see what I mean? Well, now, Aren't you happy tonight that you are baptized into the church of the firstborn of the living God?
Amen.
Amen.
That the very same spirit that was in Christ is in the church tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you happy?
Amen. I am happy.
And you are part of it by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's seed, and you are heir according to what? According to the promise. Oh, I love it. Then the prophet said, what are we scared about? What are we scared about? Amen. What are we scared about? All the devils in hell couldn't shake you.
No.
Amen. You got to be down. We are going to believe by faith now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That all the devils in hell couldn't shake you.
Amen.
There's nothing can shake you.
Amen.
We receive a kingdom that cannot be moved.
Amen.
Oh my. The prophet, oh my. That settling yourself on these thoughts.
Yes.
Amen.
Then settle yourself on these thoughts. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Settle yourself on these thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. One time, eh? What God said, not your circumstance. Don't look at your circumstance. What God has said. He said what? Settle yourself on these thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
That nothing can shake you. All the devils in hell couldn't shake you. Because we have received a kingdom that cannot be moved.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing else. Just listen to what God is saying. Abraham didn't look at anything as the circumstances.
Mm-mm.
He didn't think about them. He never thought about how old Sarah was and how old he was getting. He just remembered God said so. And that same spirit is upon us, the children of Abraham.
Hallelujah.
Making us what? Face the same thing. Amen. Brethren, our response. Brethren, our response. Let me see whether I can just read something, one pick on something, one character, and then we can use that one character tonight as something to stand. Because he's saying here that there's nothing that can shake you. Amen. Could anything shake Christ?
No.
That's what you are.
Amen.
That's what I am.
Amen.
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 So what can shake you? When his spirit is upon you.
My mind.
That same spirit is upon you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That makes you what? That mystery.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As long as his spirit is upon you. That's the mystery of it. Nothing can shake you. Praise the Lord. So, in this message preparation, preached in Owensboro, the prophet said that there is a mystery about Samson.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
As long as the Spirit of God is upon you, amen, there is a mystery.
Amen.
The bride is a mystery of Christ revealed. And our topic tonight, as I already told you, the bride is a mystery.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now the prophet says, let's take one character. As long as the Spirit of God is in you, nothing can shake
you. Amen.
So he said, there's a mystery about Samson. Amen.
Wow.
If you want to know my estimation of him, he was a little bitty curly headed shrimp.
My
some seven little locks
hanging down around his face. A little mommy's boy coming down the street, a little sister. Amen. Meanwhile, the prophet was saying that, look, some people try to draw Samson. Eh? And he said, they make a, he said it, he said, I've seen the psychologist paint the picture of Samson with shoulders look like a barn door. Amen. He said, it won't be no mystery, eh?
No.
To see that man kill a lion.
Yes.
With a shoulder as wide from here to the organ there.
Amen.
Amen. It won't be a mystery.
No.
Eh?
No.
To see a man with what? Shoulders as wide as from here to the organ. Amen. It won't be a mystery.
No.
Praise the Lord. But he said, in my own estimation, it's just what? Some little thing, man. Amen.
Amen.
When they see a man like that kill a lion, that's what scared them.
That's right.
See?
That was what scared them, see a man just lying blind like that.
Amen.
Then hold a lion and kill it.
Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That made the people go scared. Say, hey.
Amen.
But when they see this little coming down, see, he just as helpless as anything. But when the Spirit of the Lord, when it came upon him, see, when the Spirit of the Lord comes on him, my, those little shoulders straighten out.
Mm.
The little shoulders go straighten out. And he grabbed the lion.
My.
And slew it.
Hallelujah.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him.
Amen.
Brother, as the Spirit of the Lord is upon us, brethren, nothing can shake
Thank
us.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Nothing can shake us.
No.
He said, one day, he was God's provided way. My brother, we are God's provided way.
Amen.
Amen.
One day, he was God's provided way to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines. And right while he was cornered one day, a host of Philistines, 1,000 Philistines upon him. My brother, we have spiritual what? Philistines that are all around us.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Spiritual ones, they always try to what? Do things to discourage us, to bring us down, to make us feel all so bad and here and there. They are all around us.
Mm.
Amen. And he said, what did he have? If he had a spear, he couldn't have fight with it.
My.
No. Our what? Our warfare is not carnal.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
He said, so he looked around. See? When God takes what? Insignificant things to confound the things that are mighty. Weak things. Weak things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To confound the things that are mighty.
Amen.
It has happened all the way through.
Yes.
Like David.
Amen.
Meeting the what? With someone that is dressed from head to toe.
Mm.
And then he, with a shepherd's what?
Sling.
Sling. Look at, see how God works.
Amen.
Takes what? The weak things to confound things that are mighty.
Wonderful.
That's why we always, spiritually, we look so weak.
Yes.
But we are strong.
Amen.
When the world sees us, we look so weak before them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that man just talking. He just looked at him and he's talking. I think it was I. I would have been giving him one slap.
Hey.
Praise the Lord. That's the mystery.
Amen.
Amen. and amazing. I was reading a news from Ghana. A minister had a confrontation with a taxi driver about what? Road issue. Before this and anything, the minister rather took hands. Pow! He said they are prophet, the prophet in Ghana. It's a very well-known prophet in Ghana. Slap that man. And the man went to his car, took a knife. Oh! Finish him. He said, look at that. My brother, that's not what we are talking about.
No.
Amen. We are a mystery.
Amen.
When we come to that kind of confrontation, we know how to bow out and go our way. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Just like that, the other day I was talking about how I had a little issue with because I was locked in a toilet. Praise the Lord. And just a little, just a try to tell them that, look, your door is what? It's faulty. The man said, for the audit 24 hours is working. I said, oh, man, what am I saying? I've been locked inside for this, and I'm telling you. When I came back, my daughter said, you were standing out and looking, blah, 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 blah. So, please, I'm sorry. Amen.
Amen.
But as I said, the following day, when I went, they had fixed it. Amen. We know how to handle ourselves.
Amen.
So if it were to be a spear, he couldn't afford to use it. So he said, there was a jawbone of a mule. And the first thing you know, the Spirit of God come upon him.
Yes.
And he grabbed the jawbone of a mule and slew thousands of Philistines. And the prophet shouted, hallelujah.
Amen.
And now, listen closely as we are going to close now. He said, there now, more than a jawbone of a mule is lying next to you tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
More than that,
amen,
is lying by your side tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He said, what? Let's get it up and do something about
it. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
More than what? A jawbone of an ass
wow.
is by your side tonight.
Amen.
Take it up. Amen. The Holy Ghost is just there, my brother. Let's take it up and begin to what? Bring forth the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Because we received the message. We have found favor. And the favor that we found, amen, we are supposed to conceive and bring forth what? A son, Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And then the question, how would it come? We'll have our message.
Amen.
That's the only message that can transform us in this age. The prophet said every age has its own message. The message for the purpose of that time.
Amen.
The condition of that time. Methodist message cannot work. It's what? Bringing forth what? More Methodists. And they are acting like Methodists. Amen. But the message of the bride was to bring forth what? Brides and act like what? Bride. Act like what? Jesus Christ. All the glory
hallelujah.
Is in us, my brother, my sister,
amen.
Tonight. He said it's lying by your side. Just take it. Amen. It's by your side. Eh? Take it.
Amen. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Let us see.
And we don't see it with our eyes. Amen. All these things, we don't see it with our eyes. We believe it with our hearts.
Amen.
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 By that, we understand. Oh, that the Lord, as the musicians come, oh, praise the Lord. How many love him tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
That we
Amen.
Need to bring forth, oh, Christ in our lives.
Amen.
We need to conceive
and bring forth Christ, the message that we have received.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. To turn our hearts again back unto the apostolic fathers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God, which he bless you tonight. And the Lord is in our midst tonight. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Oh,
Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we are thankful to the Lord tonight.
Such love.
Such wonders.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. When we look at what the prophet said, he said it was there that the the price that was paid, how he called it. It was there the greatest price of all was paid to redeem you and me. Amen. I can't get to what you said. The brethren, the supreme price.
Amen.
So then the supreme price was paid. But then let's consider all these things. Our response. What was Mary's response? Say, let it be unto me according to your word.
Amen.
Tonight, brethren, what we have heard, we want to examine ourselves. We want to weigh whether our response to all that the Lord has done for us, whether it is enough. And truly, we cannot do anything to meet it. If we want to know whether we have given our maximum.
Yes.
Maximum.
Even
have we done it? Have we done it? Let us pray tonight, remembering our brethren who, let's say it directly, those who stay at home doing nothing. Maybe they have streamed, they are listening, but as Pastor said the other day here, he said when you are here, the atmosphere is different from when you are at home and you have streamed and listening. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The atmosphere is absolutely different. And the Bible also says we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
Amen.
So that is the word.
Amen.
So if brethren you are at home, you have still listening, whilst you have nothing doing, then it's a brethren, we need you here.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And let us pray for one another, brethren, tonight. Let's pray for one another. For what we have heard, what the Lord has done for us, our response. It should be what? Let it be unto me, according to your word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And tonight, we have a request here. Brother John is asking the saints to remember him as he is on an important examination tomorrow. How many believe that nothing can stand?
Amen.
Oh, that he will go through these exams and come back. God, the Lord will give him the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom to go through these exams. So he asks for the saints to remember in prayer. So it's at this moment that we are going to pray. Brother, pray for one another.
Amen.
That this spirit that God has what? Given to us. The grace that he has given, the favor that we have found in his presence. Let us what? Bring our response to meet all these things that he has done in our lives. So let us pray. Let everybody pray. Pray the Lord. Pray. And commit yourself to the hands of the Lord. Pray.
Father, we thank you for your kindness, your goodness,
oh,
Lord.
Wonderful.
Father, for such love.
Wonderful,
Lord, Father,
wonderful.
You showed unto us upon this
wonderful, day. Wonderful.
Father, we came here not expecting to hear such words.
Oh,
Father, Lord,
glory
be Lord Savior, show through your grace who we are. Father, Lord, God, we are. Father, Lord, as the prophet said, we are Messiahs. We are Lord Savior, Father, amateur gods. Father, in our positions, O God, but we need, like Lord, that people in the forefront to be reminded, Lord, of Father, who we are and where we've come from, O God. But I pray a blessing upon such a moment this night and bless my brother. Trust me, O God. For Lord, you have used it, Lord, Father, to minister to me this night. And Lord, to minister unto my brothers, I commit Lord Savior. Father, Lord God, Lord, my brother before thee, restore virtue, restore strength, restore, Father, all that Lord Savior has been used. Father, for Lord, the edification of your house this night, Lord. Father, and that desire, that wish that he has, Lord. Father, for the church, Lord, to all come, Lord Savior, on a Wednesday, that
has not extended his coming, Lord Savior. All that is, Lord Savior, given tonight, Lord, is pushed this all, Father, for the sake of your kingdom, O God. And Lord, has spoken personally, Lord, Father, unto us this night. Bless your children as they are here. Lord, we ask your grace. Bless our lives, O God. And let us not tire, Lord. Let us continue, Lord Savior, to press in, Lord Savior, Father, interceding, Lord, on the behalf of our brethren, Lord, who aren't here tonight, Lord. Father, maybe on the street, maybe, Lord, at work, maybe, Lord Savior, Father, caught up here and there, Lord, just maybe at home, relaxing, Lord Savior. But Lord, here is where we relax, Lord. We can't relax at home. We are planning them this night. Give them no peace, dear Lord, and bring them to the next service, Lord. Lord, that they will burn up to the next and the next, Lord. And every service, Lord, Father, will be a vital service, O God. But Lord, we believe this Wednesday service, Lord, is linked to Lord, last Sunday service, and is linked to this Friday service, Lord. Father, if we miss one part, then we miss one course of the meal. We ask in your grace, O God. Give us grace, Lord. Let us, Lord Savior, examine our lives and examine ourselves, O God. And Lord Savior, when you weigh us in the balance, Lord, in your scale of grace, Lord, we be found, Lord Savior, wanting, Lord, and Lord Savior, O God, in error, but we be found, Lord, holy, Lord Savior, before thee. For Lord, we cannot, Lord Savior, be holy ourselves. But Lord Father, we can be perfect as Christ is within us so far. Bless Lord Savior, the spiritual bodies. Let us ponder even upon these things, O God. For Lord Father, creation is waiting upon us, O God. But Lord, if we, Lord Savior, are taking half measures on certain days, Lord, we become, Lord, like Lord Savior Paul said, Lord Father, we are, Lord Savior, worshiping on certain days. And on other days, we don't, Lord. But Father, we don't worship on Saturday. We don't worship on Sunday. We don't worship on specific days. But every day, Lord, is a perfect rest in Christ. Every day we worship thee, Lord. And every time, Lord Savior, we desire to come to thy house. Lord Father, as long as it's a service day, we don't, Lord Savior, desire to break that Paul put in, Lord Savior. For Paul was, Lord Savior, Lord God, inspired of thee, Lord, to write that, Lord Savior, of the assembling of one another together, O God. Bless, Lord Savior, us this night. Guide us, Lord Father, I pray, for my young boy, Lord Joseph. Give him strength, Lord, this night. Lord, cleanse him, Lord, even of that condition, Lord Savior, that Lord, he be completely delivered, Lord Savior. Bless, Lord Savior, Lord, even upon the south. Bless my family, Lord. Keep us, Lord Father, as we part from here, part with us, O God. And Lord Savior, take us home, that Lord Savior, we would continue to think of these things, Lord Savior, Lord. And Lord Savior, as we would say, be unto me according to thy word. Let your word, Father, O God, be birthed even in our lives, Lord Savior, God, that people would see not me, but Christ dwelling in me. Bless us.
Lord George, you close us in prayer and remember our pastor, the family, remember the brethren who are not here, and then the request that we have with John for his exams. Let's pray. Let's all put our heart together as our brother listens to them in prayer.
Father, we thank thee, O Lord, our brother Maxwell, being faithful, Father, to deliver the determinate counsel of God. For we believe this word tonight, Lord, Father, is what you desire for us to hear.
Amen.
Father, and if you had a word for us this day, Lord, I believe, Lord, even as Lord, our brother has stressed, that Lord, Father, if we knew God was going to speak to us tonight, this is the place where to hear from you. Father, we would not want to stream in, Lord. Father, one minister once said, Lord God, Father, we wouldn't want, Lord, Savior, to be streaming into the wedding supper. But we want to be part and parcel of the wedding supper. We don't want to stream into heaven.
Amen.
But we want to be in heaven, O God.
Amen.
Lord, help us to be careful, Father. Lord, these habits that we pick up. Father, after a while, we, Lord Savior, become Lord Savior, Father, O God, acquainted to them, and we can't release ourselves from them, O God.
Yes.
And as the pastor said, Lord, Father, even the anointing here tonight, we can't feel it over the internet.
Yes,
Father,
yes.
We're not looking down upon our brothers. But Lord, Father,
amen,
if
amen.
I was at home this night, Lord, I desire that Brother Eli, Brother Max, and the saints would, Lord, pray for me, Lord, not
amen.
To have any peace there, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, pray until I come to thine house, O God.
Amen.
Lord, I do not want to, Lord, Savior, stand, Lord, on that day at the white throne judgment. Lord, and Lord, Savior, ask my brothers, why didn't you pray for me, Lord?
Amen.
And they'll say they were too busy, Lord. I desire, Lord, to know that my brothers interceded upon my behalf.
Amen.
Lord, Father, and Lord, Savior, Father, us being here tonight is on, Lord, Savior, the behalf of Christ's intercession, O Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we bless your name tonight. We thank thee for this word. Lord, we desire to say, like Lord, Savior, Mary, let your word be birthed
Amen.
In our hearts.
Amen.
Let your word, Father, change us, O God.
Amen.
And let your word take us into that presence, O God. Where, Lord, Savior, Father, O God, man would not see me, but they'd see Christ dwelling
Amen.
In me, O God.
Amen.
Father, give us grace, Lord. Lord, whilst it's still today, O God. For Lord, Father, O God, there's going to come a time when, Lord, Savior, this word will be tested in our lives, O God. Lord, Father, O Lord, we remember when we were in school, there was the preparation before the exams. And Lord, after the exams, when the results came, there were those like me who failed, O God. And Lord, there were those who passed. And Lord, it was so hard, Lord, to think you played with those people, but they passed and you failed. Father, this is our opportunity to make all our failings right. For Lord, we've all been invited to this wedding supper. We've all been invited to be part and parcel of the kingdom of God. Lord, we don't want to sit, Lord, Father, in secret, Lord. Not, Lord, Savior, wanting to be part of this, Lord. But Lord, we want to accept this invite, Lord. And Lord, as our brother has spoken of Samson this night, Lord, Samson, Lord, could Lord, Savior, bite? Lord, Father, O God, the strength that was given unto thee, he could conquer a lion, O God.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, Savior, we may not conquer lions, but Lord, we would build churches, O God,
Amen.
By the same strength, O God.
Amen.
We may not, Lord, Savior,
oh,
Father,
hallelujah.
O God, beat with the jawbone of an ass Philistines, O God.
Amen.
But Lord, when sickness comes into our home, Lord, Father, we have that power within us. To speak against it, Lord,
Amen.
And it flees from us, O God.
Yes,
Father, we ask your grace, O God.
Yes.
Give us, Lord, mercy that we'd examine our lives, O God.
Yes,
Lord, for many, Lord, Savior, Lord, even prominent ministers, Lord, Father, fell from this message, Lord,
yes,
Savior.
Yes,
so who are we tonight, Lord, Savior? Father, we are no special than they are,
yes.
Lord, Savior. But we just want to accept what you have given unto us, O God.
Amen.
We want to accept this word in our hearts. We want to be part and parcel, Lord, that Lord, Savior, Father, when your word says, they without us cannot be made perfect.
Amen.
Lord, we are, Lord, Savior,
Amen.
Father, those sons, Lord,
Amen.
Those redemptive sons, Lord,
Amen.
Father, who will be made manifest in this day. We
yes.
are already being made
yes.
manifest, Lord,
yes.
Savior. Father, you had confidence
yes.
in us. Lord, now we want to show you that, Lord, Savior, you, Lord, Savior, never chose us,
yes.
Lord, Father, by, Lord, Savior, some mistake, but you chose us, Lord,
Amen.
And we want to go all the way, Lord, Savior, God.
Amen.
We don't want to make it just by fluke.
Yes.
We want to, Lord, Savior, walk into heaven with a step in our,
Amen.
Lord, Savior, Father, with a bounce in our step to say, Lord, we've, Lord, Father, tried the best that we can, Lord.
Amen.
Bless us as we part.
Yes.
Bless our brethren, Lord. Father, oh God, give grace, give mercy, Lord. That, Lord, the next service, Lord, Father, we all would be there, Lord.
Amen.
And in the next service, we'd be there, Lord.
Amen.
Father, for Lord God, every service, we are growing from glory unto glory, Lord, Savior
Amen.
God. And if we miss any, Lord, Savior God, Lord, Father, how can we grow, Lord, Savior God? Give us mercy as we part. Part with us, O God. Give grace unto all here tonight. Bless
yes,
our brother
Amen.
Max. Lord, all that would travel. Lord, Father, grant us traveling mercies, O
Amen.
God. Hear us now. Help us, Lord, that we think on these things that have been ministered, Lord. And we would say, be unto me according to thy will.
Amen.
We ask of these things in that name that is within us, that lives within us, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. God to bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Fade away. See you.